Petula Martin is here with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. ESB is reporting operating profit before exceptional items of €847 million for 2022, an increase of €168 million on 2021. Paddy Hayes, Chief Executive of ESB, joins us in studio this morning. ESB is the parent company of Electric Ireland. There will be customers of Electric Ireland listening this morning saying ESB made how much in profit and looking at their own electricity bills. How can you justify such profits while electricity prices for customers remain so high?
Yeah, good morning, Petula. I'm really conscious that this is a tough time for customers and that it is difficult to be talking about profits at a time when electricity prices continue and remain high. Just to explain the profits, that all of the increase in profits for ESB this year, and it has been an increased profit year, all of those increased profits have come from our generation businesses working in the wholesale markets in Britain and Ireland. And none of those profits have come from our residential customer book. In fact, we made a decision to forgo profits in our residential customer book. I think it is important to emphasise that because we operate under licence, we're not in a position to use increased profits in generation to reduce the electricity prices for our retail customers. But what we have done with the profits is we have agreed with the government to pay an enhanced dividend of €327 million this year, which is €200 million more than last year. And of course, we've continued to invest in clean energy infrastructure, a record €1.4 billion into clean, secure and affordable electricity infrastructure over the last year.
Wholesale energy prices have been coming down steadily since last August. When will we see it reflected in bills?
Yeah, so because it's a competitive market, I'm not in a position to make forward-looking statements in relation to price. But what I can say is when we're in a position to reduce prices, we will.
You mentioned the enhanced dividend of €327 million. Are you disgruntled that you have to pay this dividend given the money needed to invest in the network?
No, we agree a dividend with government every year. In fact, over the last 10 years, we've provided dividends to government of just shy of €1.5 billion. So given the exceptional year and the way in which those wholesale markets worked, driving profits in our generation business, we are very agreeable to that enhanced dividend this year.
Can I get your reaction to the conclusion of the independent expert review of the planned North-South interconnector, which found that proceeding above ground is the only viable option? What exactly is ESB's involvement with the interconnector?
Yeah, ultimately, with any energy, large energy infrastructure on the networks on the island, ESB ends up building that. So that would be our involvement in any infrastructure project into the future. And I suppose just in relation to infrastructure generally, Ireland is a small electricity system. So particularly as we get increasing levels of wind, more interconnection and more network is really good for improving the resilience of the system, reducing costs and allowing more renewables onto the system.
Do you foresee compulsory purchase orders being used?
Oh, Petula, I'm not really in a. I haven't read the report, and I'm not really I haven't been thinking about that.
Okay, the government has approved legislation to address windfall gains in the energy sector, and proceeds will be used to support electricity customers in mitigating the impact of high electricity prices. Is ESB subject to that?
Yes, we are. Yeah. And I think, we welcome what the government's trying to do here. The wholesale market, which has worked really well for many years, hasn't been particularly effective in dealing with the high energy prices. So we welcome that. Look, obviously, we've taken our own steps to try and support customers. Last year, we gave €50 back to every individual residential customer in the Republic of Ireland at a cost of over €50 million to ESB, and decided to forego profits in that business. But ultimately, some intervention and ultimately some change of the wholesale market would be welcome.
When we were talking to you last September, there were concerns that we might experience energy shortages and there might be blackouts over the winter. Now, we avoided that. Has our generation capacity improved? Are you confident that things will be better next winter?
Yeah, I think the generation has been very strong through the winter. A lot of effort's been put into that, but also particularly lots of investment that's going to be ready for this time next year. So we're making a number of different investments in gas turbines, in temporary emergency generation as well, and also in battery technology. And that's part of that record 1.4 billion of investment that we've put in. It's not just about renewables, it's also about energy security. So all of that will be taking us a step in the right direction there.
And as you invest more in renewables, will we see that investment get returns to the customer and with bills coming down?
Oh, absolutely. I think the reason electricity prices are high at the moment, it's well charted, it's to do with high wholesale gas prices. The more renewables that we can bring on the system, the less our dependence on those high gas prices, and the more we can bring costs down ultimately.
Okay. Paddy Hayes, CEO of ESB, thank you very much for coming on the programme this morning.